This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Progress. Okay, good evening, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Ruchem Avon. We're continuing in Daf HaShavua, Mesaches Ksubais, Daf Ayin Beis, Amid Beis. We begin on the bottom line, two lines from the bottom, on Ayin Beis Amid Aleph. Roisha Parua Da'iraisahi. The Mishnah said on Ayin Aleph Amid Beis that that if a woman's hair is uncovered, then she is categorized as Das Yehudis. Meaning there are two categories. There are two categories in the Mishnah. You have something called Das Moshe, which is Ma'achilasai She'ena Ma'aser, or Mishamashtai Nida. So a wife feeds him something that Shuma wasn't taken off, or lives with him as a Nida, or doesn't take off Chala. And then there's something called Das Yehudis, where her hair is uncovered. So Das Moshe is like biblical, and Das Yehudis is Jewish practice. So the Gemara asks, Roisha Perua, Ve'ezo Das Yehudis, Yoitzav Roisha Perua. What's considered Das Yehudis? What's Jewish practice? If her hair is uncovered. The Gemara says, Roisha Perua Daraisahi. Roisha Perua is biblical. Dechsev Uparas Roisha Isha. Like it says, and he will uncover the head of the woman. And we learn from Saita that it's biblical for a woman to keep her hair covered. Now Rashi here says two very interesting perushim. Number one, we know that the procedure that we do to a Saita is in order to disgrace her, we uncover her hair. And Rashi says, the fact that we uncover her hair to disgrace her, like she did by having Hana with her Boyel, that means it must be that it's Aser. Meaning we do something to her, Mida Keneged Mida. We uncover her hair just like she uncovered her hair. What do you mean? What was wrong with her uncovering her hair? Oh, Zaraya uncovering hair is an Iser Dairaisa. The fact that we do to her what she did, that means what she did is biblical. But Rashi gives a different shot that he prefers. The fact that we uncover her hair, that means until then, it was presumed to be covered. If it's presumed to be covered, that means that regular biblical practice is for her to cover her hair. Rashi prefers that pshat of the two pshatim. It's a warning to Jewish women, they should not have their hair uncovered. Da'iraisa, biblically. So says the Gemara, Kalasa Shaper Dami. For her to wear a head basket, Rashi says it's a type of head covering, a basket that has a receptacle for her hair, and she could store other items there, but it's somewhat see-through. That's Shaper Dami. That's good biblically, but Das Yehudis Afilu Kalasa Dami Asar. But it's not Jewish practice. Meaning, she's not mamish going out with her hair uncovered. It means she has a covering. It's a subpar covering. So even a woman who, let's say, wore a doily on her head, right? So that, the truth is, that would not even be a biblical covering. That's not what the Gemara is talking about. That's a token gesture to the ancient practice of the Hebrews who used to cover their hair. So the doily doesn't do anything. I remember... Okay, next. But, and I'm not telling you this one after this year either, but what would an example be? A subpar head covering. Okay, so that would be biblically acceptable, but it's not Jewish practice. Amar of Asi, Amar of Yochanan, Kalasa Ein Ba Mishum Perua Reish. A head basket is not a violation of Perua Reish, which sounds like it's not Das Yehudis. Says Gemara, Havi bar Rav Zer asked, Heicha, what's the case? Ilema b'shuk, if it's to wear this in the marketplace, Das Yehudis hi, then this is a lack of this is a violation of Jewish practice. Meaning Rabbi Yochanan said, Kalasa, there's no problem at all. It sounds like Rabbi Yochanan was saying, a head basket, there's no issue whatsoever. So Rabbi Zeira asked, where? In the marketplace, it's a violation of Das Yehudis. Ve'ela b'chatzer, Ela Mai, we're talking about in a courtyard. That what? In a courtyard, a woman has to wear Kalasa, she has to wear this head basket. What about a sheitel? Doesn't cover her whole hair? What are you talking about? Of course it covers her whole hair. What does...
Sheitels that don't cover the whole head.
They're not good.
So it's the same... Is that better than a doily or...
It depends how much they uncover.
Does
yeah.
To be less stringent in a courtyard than she if she's in the market?
Yeah, that we're going to see. Yeah. We're going to see. No, a sheitel has to cover the whole hair. What's considered... You know, Rav Moshe has a certain allowance, but it's less than what it's being stretched for. In other words, if some hair naturally comes out by the temple area and so forth, that's a different story. Okay, so the Gemara says, she's wearing this basket in the marketplace, it's a violation of Jewish practice. Ve'ela b'chatzer, elamai, in the courtyard. Elamai in the courtyard. So that then what? She would be required to wear a head basket in her courtyard? Who's coming there in the courtyard? It's only the family. She's not required to wear a head basket in the courtyard. That means the Gemara is assuming certainly not in her own house. She doesn't have to wear the head basket, but even in, let's say, her backyard, she wouldn't have to wear the head basket, because imken lahi nachta bas Avram Avinu, then you're not giving women any ability to breathe. She has to wear a head basket even in her own courtyard. She yosheves tachas bala, to live with her husband. So Amar Abaye v'temer of kahana mechatzer lechatzer v'darech mavai. When she's going from one courtyard to another courtyard, in an alleyway, so then she's allowed to get away with just wearing the head basket, even though she could not go out with that in public. This is like a semi-public, semi-private area where she's going from her backyard to another backyard through an alleyway. That alleyway has very minimal traffic. There we allow you, the woman, to wear a kalasa. The way we're learning the Gemara, it comes out that a woman does not have to cover her head in her house or even in her backyard. Yeah? Many Rishonim do not learn this way. And the Mishnah Berurah does not learn this way. And the Mishnah Berurah's opinion is a woman does have to cover her head in her house. Certainly in her chatzar.
Staying brothas?
No, Alt's covering her hair.
And so the Gemara, what was the Gemara?
So how do you learn the Gemara according to the Rishonim? I think you learn it this way. This is not how I learned it. This is not how I said it over. I think you learn it. Rabbi Yochanan says, Kalasa has no issue of uncovering her hair. So Rabbi Zeira asked, where? In the marketplace, it's a violation of Jewish practice. Elamai in the chatzar? That there's no violation? Doesn't though... Look at Tosfos. Tosfos says, Ve'ela b'chatzar, perish afilu b'loi kalasanami ein b'mishum priyas reish. That's how we learned. Even without the kalasa, there's no issue of priyas reish. Shem leken leinachta vas la'avram avinu. So how do they learn? I think we'll have to address it maybe in the Eon share. I think they learn that the question is, what would the chiddush be that it's required in the chatzar? Isn't it obvious that would be sufficient? Meaning, isn't it obvious a kalasa would be sufficient in the chatzar? To which the Gemara says, no, it's the chiddush is, it even works in a mavoi. But in a chatzar, and even in your own house, it's still needed. I mean, the question is, ilema, the question of ve'ela b'chatzar, imkein lo hinachta bas la'avram avinu. What would the chiddush be? Is the chiddush that you don't need a full head covering? How could nobody would say you don't need a full head covering, but you would need this. You would need some head covering. Again, according to the way we learned, there's basis not to have to. Again, aside from bracha, the husband saying brachas opposite her here. Alts covering here, alts Jewish practice. The way we learned the Gemara, she would not have to cover her hair even in her backyard. But there are Rishonim that learn that the question of the Gemara is not that it's a kulissus is not sufficient. I mean, we're learning the Gemara, ilema ve'ela b'chatzar, elamai, we're saying, kalasa eimba mishum prue roish. Now, we're learning Gemara's question, that Rabbi Yochanan came along and he said that a head basket is not an issue of Purei Rosh. So the question is, in the marketplace, it sure is a problem. Elamai, in the Chatzar? What, in the Chatzar, there's no problem of Purei Rosh? What are we going to require? We're going to require her to do more than that? That would be too overbearing. I mean, the way we're learning the Gemara, look, Tosfos spells it out clearly. The way we're learning the Gemara, afilu b'loy kalasanami eimba mishum pruas reish. If Rabbi Yochanan is saying in a chatzar, you don't need. The way Tosfos learns the Gemara is saying in a chatzar, you don't even need kalasa, as opposed to the other rishonim in a chatzar. What's the chiddush that a kalasa works? What, you would think you need more? Those are the two ways to learn the Gemara. Okay, v'tava b'shuk, or if a woman spins wool in the or yarn in the marketplace. So the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, tava b'shuk is a violation of Das Yehudas. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, what's the issue of spinning in the marketplace? B'mara zorasel ne'adam. She's showing her arms to people. Rav Chisda Amar, Avimi, Rav Chisda Neim Avimi, b'toiva vered k'neged paneah. She is spinning the thread opposite her private parts. So in other words, the thread hangs down between her legs, and it's so to speak, draws attention to Oysay Makayim. So that's considered a violation of Das Yehudas. Umedaberesim kol adam. Or if she speaks with everyone. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. B'mesacheches im bachurim. She jokes around with young men. Amar Rav Archana, zimna chada have a kazlin of asreid Rav Ukva. One time I was following Rav Ukva. Chazisei lahi arbaya. We saw an Arab woman, the Hava Yosva, she was sitting. Kashadja Pilcha, she threw her spindle, Vitoiva, Vered Keneged Paneha. And she spun the thread opposite her private area. Kivan de Chaza Sinan, when she saw us, Psikde Le Pilcha, she snapped the spindle, Shadisa, and she threw it. And she says to the young Talmud, Amra Li, she said to me, Ulam, young man, Havli Palach, give me my spindle. Amra Ba Mar Ukva Milsa. Mar Ukva had choice words to say about this woman. So what were these choice words? My Amar. One second. Havli Amar Bar Ukva Milsa. My Amar Ba. What did he say about her? Ravina Amar. Ravina said Toiva B'Shuk Amar. He said that she was spinning in the marketplace. Meaning, Mar Ukva's problem with her was she was Toiva B'Shuk. And we said Toiva B'Shuk is an issue because it draws attention to Oisai Makim. Rabbanan Amri Medabresim Kol Adam Amarba. The Rabbanan said that Marukva's issue was that she was speaking with every man. Abba Shol says, Af HaMekal Elas Yoylada B'Fanav. Even a woman who curses his parents in his presence. Amrav Yudam Shmo B'Mekalelas Yoylidav B'Fnei Moylidav. Where she curses the one who gave birth to him before the one who he gave birth to. Meaning, not only if she curses his parents in his presence, but even if she curses his parents in his children's presence, it's an issue of Mikalelas Yolada Befanov. The Simonich Ephraim Umanashe Kruven Shimon Yoli. Grandchildren are like children. Ephraim and Asher are like Reuven and Shimon. So it doesn't have to be she curses his father before him. Also, if she curses his father in his children's presence, that's also the same issue. Mm-hmm. Now there's another gersa, the gersa, the Rif and the Rush. Shenemar u'moyladetech asher hoyledes. See, the end of the pasuk is, V'ata shnei banecha hanoyladim lecha be'eretz Mitzrayim ad boi yelecha Mitzrayima liheim Ephraim u'menashe k'ruven v'shimon yuli u'mol doisayach asher hoyladet lecha yiyu. So there's another girsa here that we're not just proving that Ephraim and Menashe are like Reuven and Shimon, but we're proving that the words Moldoisayich and Yoylidav and Moylidav refer to the grandfather and the grandson. So what would an example of this be? Amar Rabba. Rabba said, she said to the kids, Nechli Ari Lesava Ape Bre. She said to the kids, you know, a lion should eat your grandfather. That would be an example of cursing the parents. If she said, you know, I hope a lion comes and eats up the shver, eats up your grandfather. That would be an example of cursing. Okay. Rabbi Tarfoin Oimer, Af HaKoilonis, a loud woman, my Koilonis, I'm Rabbi Hidomar Shmuel, B'mashmas Koila Al Eske Tashmish. Her voice is heard regarding matters of Tashmish, meaning she fights when it comes to Inyanei Tashmish, and her voice is heard. B'masni satana and a braisa we learned, B'mishameshes b'chotzer zu, v'nishma koila b'chotzer acheras. She has a mum, that when you have relations with her in this chotzer, her voice is heard in another chotzer because she screams out in pain. Says Gemara, v'nisne gabe mumin b'masnisen. So why isn't this one of the mumin at the end of the perek? A woman who cannot have tashmish without excruciating pain. Rather, it's clear, like we learned originally, that Koilanis is a woman who fights over Tashmish. Okay. Zok the Mishnah. Mekadesh eso isha al menashe nole nadarm. A man marries a woman. I marry you on condition you don't have any nadarm on you. Vinimtso ole nadarm. And they found she has nadarm. Eino mekadeshes. She's not married. The marriage is off. It's a mekachtos. Kansa stam. If he married her stam, without any stipulations, v'nimtzal enadarm, and it turned out there were nadarim on her, teitzei shaloi b'ksuba. She goes out without a ksuba. So they're married. It's not a mekachtos, but he divorces her, and she doesn't get a ksuba. Al menashe in b'mumen. If he marries her on condition she doesn't have any imperfections, v'nimtzal b'mumen, and she has mumen, eina mekadesha, she's not married. Kansa stam, if he marries her stam, v'nimtzu ba'mumen, so then they're married, but he could divorce her, shaloi b'ksuba. Kol ha-mumen ha-psul ha-poyslin b'kayhanim poyslin b'nashim. All mumen that pasal kayhanim from doing the avodah, pasal women. Says the Gemara, utnan. We learned in the Mishnah, utnan nami gabi kedushin ki hai gavna. We already learned in Masechta Kedushin and Afnun an identical halacha. Then Mekadesh Hashisha Amenashin Olena Dorim Einu Mekudesha Amenashin Olena Mumen Einu Mekudeshas. Why do we need to repeat it in Ksubas? Says Gemara Hacha Ksubas Tzrichale. Here we need to tell you that it's Konsistam, she goes out without a Ksuba. So therefore Tana Kedushin Atu Ksubas. It taught the ramifications of the marriage Atu the Ksuba. Hasam Kedushin Tzrichale. There it's Masechta Kedushin. So we needed to tell it to us for Kedushin. And Tana Ksubas Atu Kedushin. Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Yoitzadak. Rabbi Yochanan said the name Rabbi Shimon ben Yoitzadak. Be'elu Nadarim Amru. When they said Nadarim will undermine the marriage, they're talking about these types of Nadarim. Namely, Shaloi Toichabasa, that she can't eat meat, Shaloi Tishayan, she can't drink wine, Veloi Shetiskash, a big day tzavayim, she can't wear colored clothing. Tanya Namihach, we learned in a brass like this as well. Be'elu Nadarim Amru. About the following nadarim, they said it. Dvarim sheish v'ham inoy nefesh. Nadarim that have affliction of the soul. Shaloi toichal basar, v'shaloi tishtayayin. She can't eat meat, she can't drink wine, v'shaloi tiskashe b'vigdei tzavaynim. So the shayla is, what is this talking about? Is it going on the reisha? When he made a t'nai, I marry you on condition you don't have any nadarim? That's what Rabbi Yochanan was talking about? That's what Rabbi Shimon ben Yehoitzadak, that's what Rabbi Yochanan was talking about in the name of Shimon ben Yehoitzadak, that it's dafka these nadarim, or is it going on the seifa? Havi bara papa. Ahai, what is their statement going on? Ilema areisha, where the guy stipulated, I'm only marrying you on condition you don't have any nadarim. Kivan deka kapid, the husband's makbid. He says, I only want to marry you on condition you don't have any nadarim. So what difference does it make if the nadarim that she has are nidre inay nefesh or not? He doesn't want any nadarim. Afilu kol milinami. Ela aseifa. That's talking about where he made a neder stam, and it turns out she has nadarim, and it only disrupts the marriage if it's nidre inay nefesh. Ravashi amar lo'ilam ha-resha. Ravashi says, really, that's going on the resha. But the guy can only be makbid about things that people are makbid about. Umidi the kapti ba'inchi have a kpeda. Things that people are makbi about, are makbid about. His kpeda is a kpeda. Midi do loy kapti ba'inchi loy have a kpeda kpeda. Okay, so that is daf ayin beis amud beis.
Recording stopped.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.